Hello?
Hi, Bryce.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Clarence Moy with the Words Daily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is now still a good time to talk?
It is. Thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. So I'd like to start by going over two very different films that you've scored this fall. One was The Kitchen and one is obviously The Two Popes. One is a dramatic action film and one is a very dramatic inaction film. Which sort of style do you prefer to score?
I think that I enjoy the collaboration with a director and with a large team. It's sort of, you know, compared to my other projects, and which are primarily either composing orchestral music on my own, or chamber music, or, you know, working in my band is certainly very collaborative. But I like the challenge of different projects. I think both of these were really fun and exciting to work on. You know, The Two Popes for me has really been one of the, like, best experiences of my career. I think the other one I would compare to that would be working on The Revenant with Alejandro Inarritu. And I think it's sort of very suited to particular strengths that I have, where I think, you know, maybe what was fun about working in The Kitchen was some of the action sequences and to really work on a percussion heavy score. I have a lot of, you know, I love drums, and I have the guy playing that score is one of the great percussionists, really, and he is named David Cawson, who you might remember from, he was the drummer on the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon score that Tan Dunn did. So I worked, you know, all that music was composed for him to play. In the case of The Two Popes, you know, it's interesting for me because I got to really use a lot of orchestral sounds that were recorded. The score was recorded with London Contemporary Orchestra at Abbey Road. And then I'm playing myself all the guitar music, which is really, you know, Bergoglio, who became Francis, his character is, a lot of the themes associated with him feature the classical guitar, sort of South American sounding guitar. And that is, I performed all myself and recorded myself in Paris. And so it was really fun to reconnect with that style of guitar playing. And it's something that I did for many, many years. You know, I have a master's degree in classical guitar, actually. So it's sort of, you know, I used to play a lot of Spanish music and South American music and Bach, and so it's in my kind of bones and DNA to play that way. And it was really beautiful to write again in that style.
So that's interesting. You're actually jumping way ahead on my question list, but that's okay. I was wondering, it's been a long time since I've seen the film, but from what I remember, there are two distinctly different sound profiles for each character. You know, when you get into the Jonathan Bergoglio's, I'm not saying that right, but you know who I'm talking about, Jonathan Pryce's character.
Background,
it is more Spanish influenced. You know, did you design it that way? Did you design two different sounds for both popes?
That was one of the first ideas that director Fernando Morales had about the film, was that there would be, not necessarily in a leitmotif kind of programmatic way, so it's more subtle than that, but yes, you know, Benedict, Anthony Hopkins' character, is associated with a kind of bigger, almost Wagnerian kind of orchestral sound world. There's not a ton of music like that, but there's some that I wrote. Those are really important. The moment that he becomes Pope, for instance, is the big one, and I had to really work hard to get the right sound for that, and that's the sort of biggest orchestral cue in the score. And then we really, you know, Francis, his character is much more, you know, obviously kind of down to earth and, like, of the people, and there's a sense of, like, folklore and about him, and then obviously he comes from, he's the first Pope from the New World, right? And so it's this, you know, the South American music is a big part of, you know, there's scenes in his that are shot in Buenos Aires of him dancing tango, and, you know, there's really all that incredible music that informs what I was able then to kind of develop as the sounds we associate with him, which are basically more intimate, smaller in orchestration, and often focused around the sound of the guitar.
So, backing up a little bit, how did you become involved in the project?
I got a call from Tracy Seward, who is one of the three producers, along with Dan Lim and Jonathan Eric, who are a really incredible team of just super supportive, and a small team of, everyone was very in touch. And they were interested in the range of sounds that, I think specifically Fernando really liked the work that I do with voices, with choir, but also with, I have a lot of experience writing for strings and orchestral work outside of the film world, so I think that, Fernando is friends with Alejandro Enrique, who's been a big supporter and champion of my work. And so I believe that they spoke as well about the project, and, that helped certainly in terms of, me getting involved. I think being asked to do what I'm good at, not necessarily to, Fernando really didn't want a big, Hollywood film sort of string sound. He wanted something more intimate and more specific, and also at times even more avant-garde. There's some sort of darker sounds in the score as well that are more experimental.
So talking about the music that you've written, who are you most influenced by? Who, in terms of, how you developed your own sound, who inspires you, who influences you, and where do they show up in the film?
I mean, I have a long history of, in my early 20s, I was touring with Philip Glass. I'm very close to Steve Reich. Those are not, maybe Philip you associate with film score, Steve Reich more with the concert world. But I, my influences tend to be more classical. I love the music of, whether it be John Cage or Meredith Monk or John Adams, Luciano Berio, there's a Finnish composer named Kaija Saariaho. These are all sort of important composers for me. In the film world, Nick Bertel is a close friend of mine, who I think is one of the most talented composers working these days. I'm a fan of, Icelandic composer who sadly passed away, Johan Johansson, is a great artist. He's, his work I love. Hildur Gunnarsdottir, also the cellist, who has recently been doing a lot more to the Joker. And I think she does beautiful. Yeah, really, really interesting. So, all those artists, I think, are really great. But I probably find inspiration not necessarily from other film composers, to be honest. And in this case, there's a lot of important source music as well. I mean, not a lot, but when it's used in important moments. And so specifically the Argentinian music in the film, music by Mercedes Sosa, who's one of the great, I've been a fan of hers for a long time, and it's just one of the great voices of, of the last century. And so there's her, she has a very important moment in the soundtrack and the score. Same with Dino Soleri, the great bandoneon master from Argentina. So that was sort of helped me in terms of knowing that their music would be in the score. I was able to kind of take inspiration from it.
Excellent. So with the two popes, it's very dialogue heavy because it was based on a play, of course. Does scoring for such a film, for a film that is so dialogue heavy, give you any unique challenges? Does it present any unique challenges over something, that has a lot of action in it, like The Kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the two popes, it's the first time that I've worked on a film where I was able to go and be on set and meet the actors and, watch the crew working. And, they actually built a replica of the Sistine Chapel at Cine Città in Rome. And I was able to go there, and I started composing the score in the room while they were shooting some of the important scenes in the Sistine Chapel between Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. So that just had it absorbing the atmosphere of that moment into the score was just really inspiring, basically. And I think in the case of the two popes, they were very, and actually with The Kitchen as well, they were fairly, like quite specific about where music is used. It's not a huge amount of music in the movie, but when it's used, especially in the two popes, the quality of the acting is such that they really give it room to breathe. And then when music comes in, it's very specific and important. And so there were a few specific cues that took quite a while to kind of figure out. And then in other places I was able to audition ideas. There was some sort of use of music in the actual screenplay itself, you know, where they mention music or it factors into what you're seeing that I had to kind of, you know, compose directly for, which was really exciting. And I think specifically the kind of the small, intimate, play-like dialogue, the theatrical side of the Two Popes sort of informed this chamber music. You know, I was really thinking of a more intimate sound to begin with. So I actually recorded a bunch of music off picture with the Two Popes. So I was able to audition almost, you know, I would say 40 minutes of sort of ideas that I generated and worked with musicians in the studio and, you know, from score, and was able to record a bunch of ideas for Fernando even before we started scoring the picture.
So tell me about working with Fernando. You know, you've already mentioned, you know, he was very specific about some of the sounds that he wanted, but, you know, tell me about collaborating with him on the piece.
Yeah, Fernando Morales is, I think, you know, the more experienced and directors that I work with are actually quite open. And if they're asking you to work on a project like this, I really felt that he wanted me to dream and experiment and not, he wanted me to surprise him, mm-hmm. you know? So he wasn't heavy-handed. He was quite open, you know, and he would, you know, was extremely encouraging and positive, and I would send him a bunch of music, and he would immediately listen and give feedback and latch on to ideas. And from the very beginning, it felt like we had great chemistry, basically. And I should also point out that the editor of the film is another Fernando Stutz, Stutz, who's a young Brazilian editor who edited the Two Popes, and he's incredibly musical as well. And so he was sort of the third link, along with Tracy Seward, the producer, so that, you know, the four of us were very much in constant contact.
Excellent. So where can we hear your compositions next?
I'm performing one of them with the New York Philharmonic tonight.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually in New York for 3 nights performing with the Philharmonic. They're playing a piece that I wrote, and I play in the piece as well. So that's happening. But yeah, and I have a bunch of, you know, a lot of orchestral pieces that are performed all over the world all the time. But I think the next, you know, time I'm playing, I'm on tour with the band in the next couple of months, and then next in the spring as well.
Do you have any films coming up that you're composing?
I do. It looks like I have a couple of interesting projects, but they're not quite announced yet, so I can't, okay. Not sure I can give the details. But there's a couple of exciting ones coming, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think that's everything I had for you. Thank you for the time and good luck tonight.
Thanks so much for doing it. Thank you. Yeah.
No worries. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.